Jimmy Allen and his pal, Speed Robertson, go to enlist government agent Russell's help in capturing the benders. Russell reports that he has word that the gangsters will be on Hidden Mesa that night. As Jimmy and Speed are sure the benders have something to do with the gangsters, they agree to help Russell capture them. Here they are near the shack, anxiously awaiting the landing plane.
Yeah, they're just landing. It's a speedster, all right.
It's the gang ship, Speed. The one we saw Ace flying.
Here, boys. Let's crawl back in these bushes just opposite the shack here. It's so dark now, there won't be a chance of their seeing us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on, Jimmy. Crouch down back of this undergrowth.
Okay, Speed. I'm ready for anything.
Anything may happen, too. Get your guns handy, boys. We're in for some trouble.
Well, that's that. And boy, it gets plenty dark up here. Some night we're going to spread a kite all over this place trying to land in the dark. Hey, Ace, shut off that engine and let's get busy. We got to throw a lot of gas in this baby.
Well, boys, we got them over the river okay. And we hit this field right on the beezer.
Yeah, but I ain't sold on flying around these here mountains at night. With them peaks sticking up in the air 10 and 12,000 feet.
Now, what are you crying about? Don't I always get you there?
Yeah.
Well, then quit crying about it. We're all in the big bucks on this deal. We're packing enough jewelry in the cabin of that ship to open a store.
I'll say. And the feds is wondering how we do it, too. You know, I heard the other day that big dick Russell is down here somewhere looking for us. Ah, what a clown he is.
Come on, stow the chin music and let's get some gas in this speedster. Open those barrels, Sam. Get your pump working. 100 gals ought to do her. Our next stop's the field at Higley.
Are we leaving as soon as we get her gassed?
I want to pick up a weather report from Kansas City first. If the report's okay, we'll gas at Higley, Kansas City, and then right on into Chicago.
Now you're shooting right down my alley, fella. I got plenty to do in Chi, and that's where the payoff comes, too.
Hey, Sam, you hold the line on the ship and I'll pump it.
I'm telling you, Ace, we got a sweet layout. This here is one of the best plays the old man ever thought of. That field over the river in Mexico will never be found.
The whole deal, sweet Shug. Flying above these clouds is what fools them. No matter how the clouds lay, you can always get in this place.
A swell play, I calls it. There ain't a way of the federal dicks getting wise to it.
Say, Shug, how about some food? I'm getting hungry. This is our last chance to eat until we get to KC.
I took a look in the shack here as soon as I got out of the ship. There ain't a sign of any food around. It looks like we don't eat.
What do you mean there ain't no food?
That's what I says. I guess Rip Bender must have got tired or something.
Oh, that big smack. He knew he was down in here at this time, and he said he'd have some grub all fixed. I gotta have a little talk with that guy.
Ah, that ain't going to get you anywhere. You know that. Ever since Bender got wise to this buried gold, he ain't been worth a dime to us. He's probably down there in the hills looking for it now.
I guess you're right at that. But if he's going to play ball with us, he's got to put out.
I never could see no sense in letting that guy in on this play. He ain't done us no good. And it just means another split. You know, I could use that extra dough myself.
Oh, we had to do it, Shug. He and his old man was beginning to get wise to what we was pulling off down here. He's done us some good turns at that.
Yeah, and he's liable to do us some bad ones, too. Working that big yap of his overtime. You'd think he was the only guy that knew how to fly an airplane.
There's something to that, all right. But if he should find all that dough, which they claim is buried, it wouldn't be bad, huh? $600,000. Ah, you could do with a little of that, couldn't you, Shug?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, if that drum's dry, switch to the other one.
Okay, Ace.
Boy, I wish that guy Bender would show up. I'm getting plenty hungry.
Hey, watch it, Sam. Here we go on the other barrel. You won't see Bender tonight. I'm telling you. He don't like flying around these mountain peaks at night.
Well, I can't blame you much for that.
If we get a fair weather report, I'm going to stay above these clouds for another 100 miles north. Then take a sight on the Dallas El Paso beacons as we cross them. And another sight on the beacon at Enid. I won't have no trouble finding Higley then.
Well, what time will that bring us into Higley?
Well, we ought to be away from here in a half hour. It's a good 4-hour hop to Higley in the speedster. That'll put us in there about 1 a.m. Then we can take on a little gas and get to Kansas City just about daylight.
And we'll be eating lunch in Al's place in Chicago, with the old rocks turned over to Big Slim.
Hey, Sam, be quiet. I think I hear something.
Sounds like a ship to me.
It is a ship. They're coming right over here, too.
Hey, you don't think any of the federal dicks on the Border Patrol is wise to this place, do you?
Oh, I don't think so. Them guys don't know what it's all about. No, it must be one of the benders. Sounds like their job.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. He's probably bringing some food up here. Can you see him?
Just a faint outline of the ship off to the south there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Bender, all right. He's circling around like he knew the place.
Well, he's down, I guess. Oh, yeah, there he is. You see him over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seems to be in a hurry, too. You know, I have a good mind to tell that guy what I think of him.
We better go easy, Sugar. We don't want to get the guy sore at us. He knows plenty, and don't forget that.
Yeah, but we'll put the finger on him if he ain't careful.
All right, Rip. You look the ship over. I'll go in and talk to the boys. Is that you, Ace? Is everything okay?
No, everything ain't okay. Where's the grub you and Rip was going to bring up here?
Yeah, look, the old man's with him, too.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Did you have any trouble getting up here, Ace?
No, we didn't have no trouble.
Oh, howdy, boys. Well, hello there, Sugar. I ain't seen you in quite a spell.
Hiya, Bender.
Well, did Rip get out the fool? We gotta be leaving this place.
I'll say you gotta be leaving this place. And if you guys start north, you're flying right into the law.
What are you talking about? You mean someone's got wise to our place?
I don't mean nothing different. The federal boys are onto this place.
The feds, huh?
The feds? The big boys, you mean?
Absolutely.
Well, how'd they get wise?
I don't know that for sure. But late this afternoon, I learned that a government man by the name of Russell has been living over at the Caldwell place and knows about you hauling these jewels over the border.
Russell, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's plenty tough, too. I run across his tracks before.
You sure of that? We got a big load aboard, you know, and we don't want to take no chances with it.
Hey, listen, you guys. That ain't the half of it. Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen have found the treasure.
Found the treasure? You really mean it?
But that ain't all. Me and Rip tried to knock him off, as you suggested, Ace. You know, with that bomb.
Yeah, and what happened?
Oh, I don't know what happened. But anyway, me and Rip flies out over the mountains this afternoon to see if there was anything left of their ship.
Yeah?
And there it sits on that clearing by the Croft Ranch House. Not a thing wrong with it.
Huh. Well, I sure can't figure that.
Then we spot some working up that creek where they figured the treasure cave was, and I let them have it with a machine gun.
Did you hit any of them?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, them two guys is a jinx if there ever was one. You should have turned the hose on them, Ace, when you had the chance.
The Diamond A Ranch ain't going to be no healthy place for us with them fellows knowing what they do. And if we go back there, it's going to be just too bad.
Oh, can you beat that? Just when we get a swell play all worked out, them guys come along and queer it. Believe me, Sugar, I'm telling you something. If we ever see those guys again, we better let them have the works.
Yeah, we'd have been all right if this guy Bender had tended to his business and forgot about that gold mine or whatever it is. That's what brought them guys down here, trying to help out that old lady.
Ah, you're crazy, Sugar. Russell was working on this case before them guys ever heard of the Diamond A Ranch. You fellas must have spilled the beans down on the border somewhere.
Now listen, old man. Don't be telling us about spilling any beans. There ain't a guy that knew a thing about this play until you come into the picture.
Now, looky here, boys. A lot of hot words ain't going to get us nowhere.
Yeah, but what's the idea of this big mug trying to put the blame on me and Rip?
Because that's where it belongs, that's why. Hey, if the dicks know about this place, they must be wise to Higley, too.
Certainly. Let me tell you another thing. It was at Higley I runs onto Robertson and Allen. They nearly got me there. If Russell is down here, you can bet your life they put him wise to the plant at Higley.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, I don't know about that. Russell's staying at the Caldwell Ranch on the other side of the range from the Diamond A. The chances are the boys don't even suspect that Russell's within 1,000 miles of this place.
Yeah, there's something in that. Maybe we could get through to Chicago at that.
Yeah, and maybe we couldn't. Then where would we be?
Well, me and Rip is ducking for the border. And it don't make no difference to us what you guys do, but we sure ain't heading north.
Look here, Sugar. We got too much stuff on board that airplane. We're taking a big chance by going north with it. Let's head back for the borderland in our field in Mexico and wait till things cools off a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right, Ace. Well, let's get going then.
Okay, Sug, okay. Hey, Sam. Take your gas hose and stick it back under the shack.
Okay, Ace.
I'll get the ship started. You get everything set around here. We're heading back for the river.
Yeah,
come
let's
on.
Get going.
Come
on, let's get on.
Well, what do you say, Russell? If we're going to do anything, we'll have to do it right now.
I know it. It's odds of 3 to 5 against us. But
we'll have to take a chance. I want to catch those fellas.
Yes, and so do we. And now's the time to do it.
How are you fixed, Jim? Have you got a gun handy?
Yes, I have. I got one right here in my hand.
All right, boys. Get ready. Remember this. We're outnumbered and up against a tough proposition. All those fellas out there are killers. So we may have to shoot first.
Yeah, Russell, we know that. All right, what's your plan?
Now, I don't want to shed any blood if we can avoid it. When I give the signal, we'll spring out from behind these bushes and put our guns on them. Our surprise just may do the trick.
Okay, we're all ready.
Okay, Mr. Russell. Anytime you say, anytime.
All right. Get set, boys. Ready? Go. Stick up your hands, fellas.
Russell has ordered the gangsters to stick up their hands. But if we remember Ace and Sugar, it will not be without a fight. Jimmy Speed and Russell are outnumbered. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.